Hi, this is a dictation for Anitra Carter, ANITRACARTER, Data Services 8/27/2024. The patient date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident is 7/11/2023. The patient was involved in a second motor vehicle accident where she was T-bone on passenger side as a restaurant driver, leading to headache, head injury with symptoms of TBI, pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, left hip, left knee, and radiation to the left leg and left arm, off and on, involving second and third, fourth fingers, and no toes involvement. Though usually the pain goes up to the knee area, more laterally than posteriorly, in the left side. She reports of severe pain in the left shoulder, which is 10, and the lower back pain is 10, and also the tailbone area, left SI joint area, is also considered to be in pain. The patient reports that her left side of the head and neck are pulling, and there is a spasm in her neck with decreased range of motion. She is unable to move her neck all the way, and there is a pulling under the left shoulder according to her, but it is more like a torticollis with a severe spasm of the trapezius muscle. The left arm is swelling, but there are no numbness or tingling in the left arm anymore. Very rarely there is a radiation of pain. In the left leg, pain is inside her leg, which is throbbing, which is having loss of balance. Patient is undergoing physical therapy on a regular basis. And she has no issues with the seizures anymore or stroke. She's being treated for seizures with various medication, which involve Brivect for seizure and also Trileptal twice a day from her neurologist. At this time, there are no loss of consciousness, no fall. There are no issues with the incontinence of the urine and bowel. And the patient seemed like recovering from the pains in the lower back, more significantly to the tune of 30% to 40%. Overall, the pain is 10, ADLs are affected 10. And I review the records for the ADL for system review and also for additional issues that patient has reported. Substance abuse and as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 132 over 96, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. The rest is same as previous visit, dated 0901-019 for 8/13/2024. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to have the patient continue with the counseling. An MRI of the broke blue eye is ordered. MRI of the cervical spine with flexion and extension has been ordered, as the previous MRI was showing some pathology with disc issues. And the patient is requested to come back for a left sacroiliac joint injection, as well as lumbar epidural steroid injection, and 3 or 4 more injections towards the left shoulder before surgery is considered for her. Doing orthopedic consultation for the shoulders was given, and I'm not sure she went to see it. She was also referred to chiropractor. She has been provided with compounding cream, hydrotherapy, aquatherapy, water aerobics, neuropsych evaluation has been done, and counseling and psychotherapy is going on, neurology and psychiatry were also going on for this patient. She has been provided with a rotator walker as well as all kinds of devices to help her be okay. Medication-wise, patient will be provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for pain relief, Neurontin 20 mg, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy pain. Patient is also provided with narco. Then over 325 for 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. He's also provided with a prescription for physical therapy 2 times per week, focusing on neck, lower back, and both shoulders. Laser treatment, chiropractic treatments are also ordered. The patient remains off work. Hospital replacement and transportation has been ordered. So far, the patient is stable, and the course of treatment is continuing. Thank you.